Blog Talk Radio.
In the mix. We're online.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Oh my God.
I know you're gonna dig this.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another show. I'm your host, T. And this is Lindsay Lenz. Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, you know. Sunday was good yesterday. Like, I was worried because all my shows have been going off, but, you know, we back on track now. Power came back out. DC Awards was on, so I can't complain. What's going on with you, though?
I'm doing good, but, you know, Why you always running late today? You know, you're always trying to run in late. Like, you showing.
First and foremost, what you won't do, because the fact shows you've been. Let's not.
Hey. You know what? You right.
You started.
You right. Hey, look. I'm a man of my word.
Like, no, it's Minaj, and I'm like Remy Ma. Like, let's try to find some peace here, because all this beef, we good.
They not finding peace, though. You can't compare us to them, because we're cool. We got a love-hate relationship. They just beef all the time. Like, honestly, for real, though, because you said BET Awards, did last night, was she throwing shots at Nicki? Like, when she did a little rap at the end, was that?
Most definitely.
It was? Okay. I just want to make sure.
She went off. But the funny thing is, I already knew Nicki didn't win the award, because she had posted, like, a few days ago all these accomplishments she had in the past and stuff, and I was like, yeah, somebody's preparing for something.
Oh, for real though, what'd you think about the awards? Did you feel it was a great award, or it's still falling off? I mean, I feel like what they did with Chance, you know, everything was cool, but I feel like the awards show is not as cool as it used to be.
It's definitely not. Performances, as far as creativity and production, has definitely fallen off by far. I don't know if it's budget issues or what, but it's definitely lacking. If you looked at, like, transitions from, like, one performance to, like, the next host and stuff, it would just be awkward pauses. I'm sorry. I love Leslie, the host. I really do on SNL, but she did not a great job.
No, right. Yo, she was terrible. I mean, I don't want to come for her. Like, I didn't say she was terrible. It's just, like, it didn't keep me engaged.
Yeah. It's the difference between pleasing a predominantly white American crowd and then working with black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to find some common ground. And to be honest, I think they'd have been better off even, like, asking Jamie Foxx to do it, if you want me to be all the way 100, because he at least knows how to, like, because he knows how to fill in gaps. Like, he's very good at, like, kind of improv and just, you know, off the cuff. And he hosts his own show now called, like, you know, Beat Shazam or something. But he's very good at, like, doing entertainment. He can play music and sing. He can, you know, do comedy. And he knows how to hold a conversation. And I just feel like he wouldn't have forced it as much, because she was just doing a lot of screaming. And some of the jokes, it's just like we were dragging them out. And it was just like, yeah, I could just tell she was nervous. Like, you know, it's hosting is not as easy as a lot of people, you know, want to make it seem. But I think that kind of, you know, threw me off. But I love New Edition. I don't know. You know, maybe I'll figure it out. But whoever's running it right now, it's not looking good at all.
So do you feel like anyone who won any awards should have won? I feel like everyone who won an award, you know, should have won it. I don't feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Well, your girl Beyonce won something. Then she win.
Then she win. You know she was going to win something. You already know.
Here you go. Here you go.
I mean, but she, come on, like, you know, Lemonade was, come on. And, I mean, it was some song, it had Serena in it, twerking, like, you can't, You can't really beat that. But like even Bruno, what I like, I think the awards were, put it this way, evenly dispersed. Like Kendrick got one, Chance got one, Beyonce got one, Solange, like, you know what I mean? Like all the people who have really been like hustling and actually giving two F's about, you know, the black culture, like as of, you know, lately, they all got awarded. Oh, even the Migos got awarded, but shoot, everybody must have been feeling some type of way because they were coming for, you know, they neck after the show. I don't know what happened, but first Joe Budden was trying to be shady because they were doing some complex interview and the guy who's interviewing basically kept saying something like, oh, well, why didn't y'all have Offset on the song? I just feel like this is a joke that's going on for too long. And they were just kind of looking at him like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm still a part of it. Joe Budden was, like, asking, can we wrap this interview up? And then just, like, walked off, dropped his mic, and then pretty much Quavo stepped up. Yeah, Quavo got up and was just like, okay, so what's good? Like, and I didn't even know they had beef. And then probably a few minutes after that, you see videos about, like, Chris Brown's camp trying to get into it with the Migos. And it's just a mess. Like, I feel like people hate on them for no reason. Like, people really hate when people are just good at what they do. Because think about
right,
it.
Right, right.
From Kevin Hart, when he started doing really well, you had Mike Epps and some other people coming out of the woodwork, you know, talking about, I think Eric Swizz is another one, just kind of talking about, well, he steals material and he's not that funny if you want to be honest. Look, this is a game of whether or not you know how to market to whoever your target is and, you know, make people love you. And if you don't know how to do that, I mean, unfortunately, you're just not going to be as big as them. You know what I mean? Like, or do you feel like they've been doing maybe shady stuff that we don't know about? But I just don't see that being them.
I don't see that being them either. They're just like partying, have fun, act a fool. Mm-hmm. I mean, only way I can see what people's hating is because they are rapping, but you know, they're not saying anything like lyrical, like to really make you think like J. Cole or Kendrick. They just have like some bangers. Right. And I think that's what people are really hating about, because they're like, it's not real music. But at the end of the day, what music out here right now is actually legit real rap? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. And then also, let's be honest, at the end of the day, they may not be, you know, quote unquote, lyrically the best or something like that, but I do feel like they brought the black culture together. Like, who doesn't get excited when their songs come on and, like, sings them in unison? Like, if you looked in the crowd, you had, like, people from older ages to younger knowing the lyrics, like, from front to back. So I don't see, you know, the issue with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there actually was like some more beef outside of, you know, the BET Awards. So supposedly Safari got jumped too by a couple of Meek Mill's, you know, buddies. Meek said he had nothing to do with it. He said he don't fight, you know, he's a boss. I went, okay, Meek, we hear you.
But you clearly see Meek getting out of the car. So how did he have nothing to do with it? I'm confused.
But, I mean, look, do you really think that Meek told his boys to go like, yo, that's him right there, get his ass, go get him? I mean, Safari got jumped. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But I think it's going to bring him more publicity than really bring him down. I bet you watch.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I just feel like even if he said he had no parts or whatever, if that's your crew, you have the say of whether or not they should attack somebody. I'm pretty sure they would listen to him over, you know, anybody else. So I don't think they just would run up on this man, like, for no reason. Because, you know, when it comes to rappers and stuff, yeah, y'all want to fight each other, but there is, like, legal standards that people are going to be held to, so you can't just kind of like wild out on people. I don't know, but to me it was just so random. Neither one of y'all with Nicki, so why you even care? And you know, somebody made a good point. They was like, so you can run up on Safari, but like you can run up on Game when y'all had beef.
Hey, Safari and Game is two wholly different people. Game don't play that, yeah, right. For real.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to see. Like, you ever see when people kind of go after the week? Like, I feel like that's kind of what that was. And it's unfortunate because I do really like Meek Mill. And so it's just like, don't start putting yourself in that lane, because then it just kind of looks corny. Like, you just, you know, like, if you ain't putting hands up your own, or if there's no real reason, like, it'd be different if Safari was still, like, you know, flapping his gums to him or whatever. Okay, cool. But it's just like, you are Meek Mill. That is Safari. At the end of the day, he was always the one that was assisting Nicki Minaj. So it's not like he was his own rapper or artist before. He's
right,
still
right.
Trying to build it. So you're already established. So just like, let it rock, you know? I don't know. We'll see.
Finally, before we need an award,
SZA did such a good job.
Who?
I was really impressed. SZA, she, oh my gosh, she killed Love Galore. And I think a lot of people, like, are starting to kind of, like, gravitate towards her. But even Keisha Cole was, like, singing and jamming her songs. I think she's, like, super dope because she just...
Was that the girl who something messed up at the BET Awards before
her
set?
Yes,
that's
what I'm talking about. Production was trash. Like, what are y'all doing? And they were like, oh, sorry, technical difficulties. And they had to switch back to Leslie, like... And they that's
and Leslie
the
was
year.
Trash stalling. Leslie was terrible.
It happened the same year that Chris Tucker was hosting, where it was something awkward and it was just like a weird pause. Like, get it together, yo. Y'all done did this show how many years? Like, that's pathetic.
And as an artist, like, that would piss me off. I'd be so embarrassed. Like, I started,
oh, yeah.
And you'd be like, whoa, stop. Because you heard someone, like the engineer, someone was like, keep singing, keep going. If you listen like hard enough. And then they was like, oh, technical difficulty. And it was like, oh, like, terrible.
It's just a hot mess. I don't know. They better get it together next year because I won't be tuning in. But did you watch Power?
Look, we can't talk about that because I ain't watch it. Don't put me out there. Don't ruin it for me.
Okay, let me just give a recap. Cause Terrence
like how I did Tupac last week. Just do me real slight. Don't mess it up for me, okay?
Tell you what happened. No, I'm not gonna say what happened. I'm just gonna say, literally, the way the season is starting off, it's already like a lot of shady stuff going on. It's very juicy. This is one of them shows. You know how people like were worried about Empire because they kept throwing in a whole bunch of celebrities, so it just kind of started to look like a gimmicky show. Power still got it. Like, I don't know how. These writers are amazing, but they still got it. Like, there's going to be some new appearances in there, but I think you'll be pleased to see who they got, you know, working on the case and stuff like that. It's pretty good. Like, once you watch it, you know, please feel free to comment, and I'll go back and forth, you know, with dialogue with y'all, but let me just say people are still hating Angela to the fullest, and people are still pissed off by Tariq, which is Ghost's son. So just watch it and get your life. I promise you. Even if you're not a fan, you will be. But we'll carry on since Terrence has a show to watch it.
Look. I love the show. You know, and for me, when shows keep doing season after season, like, you fucking should end, but they keep doing more and more, and you know, you just lose your interest. I feel like this show is not going to do that for me. Even though I thought it was, but you gave me a good, you know, a good background to get me a little, you know, intrigued and whatnot. I was feeling Angela. You know, I was like, yeah, yo, Angela, that's the one. He need to leave his other girl for her. Bet. I'm like, yeah. You know, usually I don't go for, like, you know, leave your main girl for the side chick. But, you know, he did everything for her. He went through all that. And then her ass want to send this fool to jail. Talking about, yeah, I'm doing it now because she think he killed Greg. You ain't like Greg in the first place. Now he dicked you down, gave you a little bit of dick. Now you fell back in love. Then he got killed. Now you mad. That's how I feel. I looked at it.
And the funny thing is, obviously, we know on the inside, like, Greg honestly wasn't even really rocking with you. Like, the whole time he was playing her, and she don't even know.
Right.
So that whole thing alone is just like, girl, a mess. But we could carry on.
Since we got a little, we're talking about death, even though it's not a way to categorize it, but it's going to be like this. Greg died. Then we're going to talk about Prodigy dying. That's a terrible transition, right? I know. Don't judge me, Lindsay.
Okay.
But yo, for real, Prodigy is gone. Like, damn. Off the early. It is like, sad, man, because he changed rap. Like, he made rap actually what it is today, because rap now is booty. But, like, his time, like Nas even said, you know, and like Jay-Z, they had to improve their rap game, their lyrics, because of this man. Like, he was dope. Honestly, I don't even know all the songs because I haven't listened to every last one of them, but the ones I've listened to, like a good at least 65% of them, I enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, I think he was definitely a great rocker. And, you know, it's only but so many true lyricists left out there. So it is sad to, you know, lose somebody so great. And you want to know the crazy thing? Master P, like, wrote this whole message and went off about how the BET Awards wasn't even, like, trying to give Prodigy any shine or, like, any respect, like, all but a week ago. But then he was, like, once he passed away, then all of a sudden he was, like, the greatest rapper to the BET Awards. So he was just, like, he really hates that for some reason, it's not until people like on that you want to make them seem like they're great and amazing, but when they're here, you don't really pay them any respect. So I do agree with him there. I feel like, what is the point of, like, you know, giving somebody flowers when they can't even smell them? Like, if you're going to celebrate them, celebrate them while they're here. So I don't know if it's like they didn't really reach out for him to come to the show or what, but yeah, we just got to be way, way more celebratory of people while they're, like, here. Like, I really liked how, like, Chance did his whole speech, and he was telling people, like, yo, gas me up. But at the same time, Chance has been humble, like, this whole year and has really taken a big step. Like, mind you, he's 24. Like, me and him are the same age, and he's doing
I didn't realize how young he was. He made me want
to
step my game up, like, for real.
No, for real. Like, and then, honestly, if you even looked at it, he honestly was setting, I think him and some other people were really setting the tone of, like, giving God all the praise for, like, their glory. Like, I don't know if it was just me, but I've never seen so many people go up and accept an award and thank God before they accepted, you know what I'm saying, their award. And I feel like sometimes you need those pioneers to kind of set the tone to remind us, like, how we got to where we are. You know what I mean? So, I mean, shout out to him, but rest in peace to Prodigy.
Do you think, like, I don't want to compare Prodigy to Chance, but you think Chance is that new, like, our generation person to set that tone and set the change?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Like, people love Chance. So what I like is he's not just, like, he loves, it's weird, but in a way, he caters to the Black community, but he still has an appeal to all, like, races, if that makes sense. Like, everybody loves Chance. He was just out in Atlanta, and when I tell you it was just as many white Americans and Indians, you know, and Hispanics at his concert as Black, like, it was literally an amalgamation of, like, just so many different cultures. And I think that's why he's so, you know, big as he is, because he's, like, he's just fighting for equality. He's not saying one is better, you know, over the other. He just really wants it to be equality, so... I don't know. I really stand behind him and, you know, being somebody the same age as him and young and trying to get it, like, I support him fully.
Yeah, man. I just wish I could meet that man one time. Like, just pick his brain.
I know, right? I just want to be, like, my best friend.
Yeah, like, he seems so dope and humble. Like, he probably be like, yo, I'm like, dang, man, I forgot my wallet. He'd be like, look, here's $50, bro. Go ahead, don't worry about it.
Right.
Like, dang. Like, you know, look, you know, one of us, oh, hey, look, Lindsay, I'm going to need that 50 back tomorrow. Like, for real. Like, don't BS me.
Right. I'm like, nah, bro, I can't help you there. It's like, no. But, yeah, shout out to him. And, you know, definitely rest in peace to the greats. I feel like we definitely got to lift up, you know, the ones who are actually doing something for us and speaking up for us while we can. So, you know, let's just keep that in mind. But speaking of rappers, so have you peeped that, like, 21 Savage and Amber Rose are, like, dating lately?
What's up with Amber? Like, she dates the most random people. Like, I don't know how she meets these people. Do they hop in her DMs? Like, how does that even work out? I don't want to say, like, ill, because, you know, I don't know what they, you know, they could be vibing. They could be, like, the dopest couple or some stuff. But, like, 21 Savage? I'm not knocking the man, for real. All right, let me take this back. I'm not knocking him. It just don't gel, don't mix. It's like, you know, a hyena dating a cheetah.
What?
That just don't go together.
I'm not even going to ask how that came about, but okay, I'll just go with it. I just don't. Maybe she's like she goes after personalities or something. Maybe, you know, I don't really know at this point. But it was funny. She did an interview on Hollywood Unlocked, and she basically was following up because the main host Jason, you know, kind of went in about saying he didn't understand her slut walk and the whole movement. And she basically followed up and said, "Hey, they're gonna call me a slut anyway, so I might as well just own it." Now, preferably for me, that doesn't really work. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, I want people to call me a slut because y'all going to do it anyway. Because she was just like, oh, well, the word's not going to go away. And I'm like, that's like saying, oh, people going to still say niggas, so, hey, you might as well call me a nigger. Like, no, that's not how that works. We can find other words to use for me, and I can still just be sexually expressive and just say, hey, that's just me being a woman versus me, you know,
right,
embracing
right.
The words. That's neither here nor there. But she was saying, you know, she's just going to date whoever and do what she wants because she said y'all just going to talk bad about her anyway. So I was like,
We all get that. But, like, how do y'all meet? Like, what? I have so many questions. I don't know. Like, for real. It's just, I don't, hey, what if they have kids? Imagine their kids.
Yeah.
It'd be just little 21, it'd be little 21 savages, right? Or it would be 22 savage now, 23? Well, what they gonna name
them? That'd be cute. I don't know. If she, honestly, I'm just taking it like she's just having fun, and I'll just leave it at that. But,
You don't like it? You don't want to give no Lindsay Love's lessons of the week about this? You just want to leave it at there, huh? Just go on.
No, because I don't feel like it's really love there. I feel like she's still just kind of dating to find somebody that, you know,
so
actually
it's
worth her while.
Do you think she's dating for that, or you think she's just having fun, like lust? That's a good word.
She's just having fun. You know, I think for her, if you think about it, she just got out of a marriage not too long ago and finalized her divorce and stuff. And she's really kind of like at the peak right now of her thing, if you want to be honest. So it's kind of like she probably just wants to have fun and like figure it out. Like, I don't know. I just feel like for her, she don't need to rush. But it's just unfortunate because she kind of lives under a microscope and everybody watches her every move. So no matter who she's talking to, people are like, oh, she's effing such and such. And it's just like, you know, for her, I guess she just got to build that thick skin and not care. So.
I mean, hey, what does she think is going to happen? The more fame you get, the more, you know, the more the media is going to look at you, the more you're under a microscope. Hey, this is what you wanted. And this is what we gave you. So you can't get mad that now.
She said, now, how true this is, I don't know. But she said, you know, when she dated Kanye, she never wanted the fame. She never asked for it. And nobody ever prepared her to tell her by dating him that that was going to come. Now, obviously,
really?
If you date a celebrity, that's going to come. So how that flew over her head, I don't know. And it's like, Amber, you knew you were lit. Like, you're not a hit-looking
right.
girl. I'll leave that alone. But, whatever you say, girl. We hear you. But let's move on to sports, because I really want your opinion on something. Before you dive into, like, your topic, what do you think about Colin Kaepernick stepping out from the NFL?
You know what? I feel like the NFL kind of forced his hand. It's not by choice. He can say whatever he want to say. But I feel like at the end of the day, when everyone's really, they're not particularly saying it, but we all as a, you know, black community and, you know, maybe even some of the white folks community know that because he put a target on his back, stepping out, you know, kneeling during the national anthem, no one wants that, you know, that negative look on their team, even though they say that's not the case. Colin Kaepernick is a great backup. He may not be a starter for some of these teams, but he's a great player. Like, look at his stats. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the last few years, but I mean, before that, like, he was a great player. Like, shoot, I wouldn't mind the Redskins picking him up as a backup, because our backups ain't good. That's to be, I mean, but I really feel like the NFL forced his hand to step down because no one's picking him up. And what he's going to do? He got to feed his, you know, I don't know if he got kids or nothing, but he got to feed his family, you know what I'm saying? He got to make a living somehow, so. I really think they forced his hand, and this is his only option left. I mean, do you think he did it by choice, or, like, I mean, the NFL forced him? What's your thought on that?
I agree with you. I feel like it's kind of 50-50. I feel like he was really true to his stand, because he literally – I mean, he was dedicated to his movement. Like, once he started, it was like, you know, from beginning to end, he was going to make it clear, like, no, I'm going to stand up for the black culture. But I do agree with you as far as him not really having much of a choice. I mean, I think a lot of people shunned him. And, you know, they say from a biblical standpoint all the time, like, you know, the more that you try to become a follower of, you know, God or do what's right, you're going to start losing a lot of friends and a lot of people, and you just got to be willing to let those people go. And, you know, and it, to an extent, I feel like it's very brave of him to take a stand, you know, for the culture and the community, because a lot of NFL players, even – say, for example, even if their back wasn't up against the wall, or, like, if we eliminated the fact that, like, say, maybe teams still wanted him or he was highly requested, like, I feel like a lot of them would still play the game. I don't see them being like, yeah, I'm going to sacrifice this in order to stand up for culture. So, I mean, you know, it's different paths for different people. So, I mean, shout out to him for doing it. I mean, I can't wait to see, like, what's next for him, like whether or not he's going to really take activism further, or, you know, whether or not he's going to be hosting somewhere. Like, I don't know, but I do hope things work out for him and he doesn't, you know, just completely get blackballed, because, I mean, to some extent, he really has been vouching for, you know, the African-American community. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm, you know, wishing him best of luck.
Yeah, hopefully things. I mean, hopefully things will really turn out. It has to turn out good, bro. But I mean, we'll keep y'all updated with that because I really don't know what's it going to go. It seems like he's not going to play in the NFL anymore. Like I feel like for good. I mean, we'll see. That's a sad situation right there. It's tough.
Good luck, buddy. But go ahead, you can dive into your topics now.
Good luck, buddy. Hey, you saw he just gave that man like a Dave Chappelle. Like you know, Dave Chappelle, he was like tough break, nigga. That's what like you just said that.
No.
Just,
go ahead. Now you gonna make me seem like a bad guy. Go ahead.
Well, look, before we move on from the NFL, somehow I can see somehow it just luckily Derek Carr, you know, was just next in line. He became the highest paid player, well, highest paid quarterback in the league with $125 million for 5 years. Woo! Must be nice. It's not like he's the best quarterback, you know what I'm saying? He was next in line, you know, all the new regulations and stuff they got with NFL, blah, blah, blah. I'm not getting too technical. Y'all can look all that up. He was just next in line to get paid that much. And, man, lucky fool. Lucky. That's all I got to say. Right. Moving on from NFL, let's hop into the NBA. It's finally we might get an answer who's going to be MVP. Tonight the award shows come on, and I'm still don't know. I think Westbrook could get it. He had 42 triple-doubles. You know, James Harden led the league in assists, dropping buckets. They said he couldn't do this and that. Look at him, y'all here. He's technically a shooting guard when he's playing point guard. Then we got Kawhi, who's an all-around player, tough player, plays defense. Like, I honestly don't know. Honestly, I could take Kawhi out, not knocking him, but what Westbrook and James Harden did this season, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I really don't know who makes the decision, but whoever's going to make it, man, y'all got a tough decision tonight. I don't know. Who got it?
Who you got? Think is more deserving, though? That's what I was going to say. Who do you think is more deserving?
It's still tough because even when you look at it that way, it's like Russell Westbrook, he has no – like his team is trash. So he has to put those numbers up. Whereas James Harden, his team, you know, they better. But who's really a playmaker? You got Lou Williams and, you know, Gordon, who's up for sixth man a year tonight as well. I mean, they get their own points. But when James Harden is not on that team, take both players away from their team, they are not playoff teams. So it's tough. It's really tough. Yeah. I don't know. Like, who do you like better? I know you're probably going to say it. I don't know.
I would say Westbrook just because he's, like, very consistent to me. But I kind of agree with you. It's like you look at the person who carries the team, but, you know, it's kind of like the overall player on the team versus the person, you know, who everybody else on the team is, you know, not just as good, but they're, you know, very helpful as well. So it's not like he's just doing all the work. So I don't know. I feel like the one who's kind of grinding the hardest and, you know, really pulling the weight, that's who I would look at as the MVP because you got to look at it. If you were to remove, you know, each one from the team, like, who would still have, you know, better scores at the end of the day? Like, who, as far as if you took them off the team, really could not play without, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm going to say Westbrook.
I'm going to say Westbrook, too, but it's going to suck if they give it to James because look at this. Think about it this way. Westbrook got, actually cheated out. He didn't get his MVP award, and Kevin Durant left and got a championship. You just pissed off all around. Like I just been pissed. I'm like, God dang. You can just think about the smile on Kevin Durant's face. Like,
You already know. It's really fun though. It'll be interesting to see. I can't wait because it's been some amazing players this year. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, besides the MVP awards, they're going to give out Coach of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Most Improved Player, Defensive Player. So all that will happen around, you know, between 8 and 9 o'clock tonight. You got to tune in. I think it's on ESPN. I don't want to quote me on that. But the wait's going to be over. Y'all going to know about it first month because we're going to tweet it out. We're going to put it on social media, all our platforms. Follow us there, and we're going to keep y'all updated. And Lindsay, we talked about Paul George last week. Now it's looking like he might actually go to Cleveland. You know, I said y'all need to keep K-Love, but the way it's looking, K-Love might go to the Nuggets with a three-way trade. Somehow he's going to go to the Nuggets. Cleveland will get Paul George. And I don't know what the hell the Pacers are doing. I don't know what the hell they're getting out of the gym. I mean, let's be real. Like, y'all getting rid of y'all best player. I know y'all want to rebuild and whatnot, but I don't know. And then now the way it's looking, it's broke today, that Cleveland can get Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. And that's not it. And Dwayne Wade. Now, look, I don't know how it's going to work out. Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a lot. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, all of my, okay.
I hate my bad, doing stuff lately. Does that make sense? Like, I really don't want it to be all these super teams. It doesn't make it fun anymore.
It doesn't, but I mean, who going to beat the Thunder? Like, you got to, all right, look. Dwayne Wade's in his 30s. LeBron is in his 30s. Carmelo's in his 30s. They're all like 30, I think 35, 34, 32. Paul George is like 27, 28. Kyrie's, I can't believe how young Kyrie is. Kyrie's like 23, 24, y'all here getting buckets. Like, he make, wow. I thought I'm a good basketball player, but Kyrie out here like younger than me, cooking like that. It made me feel like I suck. Like, I should go on the sorry court because Kyrie out here doing buckets at this age. But like, all of these, actually all of them but LeBron, they need their ball in their hands. Like, they all are ISO type players. They're not gonna stand there and wait for you to pass them the ball. Like, all right, I'm gonna stand in this corner for a three while you penetrate and dish out to me. No, that's not gonna happen. For Dwayne Wade, it could work that way because he's been kind of on a semi super team. And Melo, I don't know, but for real though, like, you got five players. Are they all gonna play on the court at the same time? You need a big man, unless LeBron go run center, and you put Carmelo at the four. Which Carmelo has ran the four for the USA team, but that's a hell of a lineup right there. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know. After a while, it's going to start looking like the East versus West. Or, like, you know what I mean? It's just going to look like, okay, we're just rounding up all the good players on one side or whatever and just trying to see who's better than who. Like, can we just play and just keep it cute? Like, all this switching, let's try to find some consistency.
You gotta knock down the top dog. You gotta do it.
I hear you. I don't know. We'll see. I'll wait and see what happens before I make some jokes.
Honestly though, I don't see it happening. That's too many people teaming up like that. It's not happening. Because even Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, they fed up too. You know, they opt out of their contracts. Now they can go. They can go this season. Someone could pick them up. They might team up with somebody super team. Who knows? Damn near the stupid Bulls during the draft night, them dummies going to trade Jimmy Butler to Minnesota. And he was the face of your franchise. He had nothing. He had just said a few days before he didn't want to go to Cleveland. He wanted to knock off Cleveland to play the Warriors. And he's the face of your franchise. And you get rid of him. He tweeted out, like, he said he didn't realize being a face of your franchise would hurt this bad. Like, dang.
It's a cold world. I don't know. It's levels to this. So, we'll see. But after a while, I'm trying to tell you, all this switching in the teams, I'm going to just kind of be over it. I mean, I know they'll still have fans and support, but I just want to see a good game. Just put it that way.
I mean, the way it's looking, you're not going to see a great game until the championship.
You're right.
I mean, that's how it was for the playoffs for this year. We didn't see the Warriors smack everybody. Besides, the Spurs. For the Spurs, gave it to them, one game? Well, they was giving it to them the first game before Kawhi got hurt. And then Cleveland, they smacked everybody, too. It just wasn't fun to watch this year. It was terrible.
No, definitely. Well, we'll see. What else is going on in sports?
Well, we got the College Baseball World Series. It's finally finalized. We got LSU versus Florida. And, it's the best of three, which I kind of like. Because, other sports, we got best of seven, best of five, or something like that. Now, we got best of three. It's gonna be a great little series. Only downfall is, what's the name? LSU, they're short of the pitchers because one of the injuries to Eric Walker. So, Paul Maneri, if I said his last name wrong, I'm sorry, brother. But he's going to start game one, and he made 14 appearances this season. But granted, that's not a lot because they play 79, 80 games in baseball. That's a hell of a lot of games. So 14 ain't really nothing. Like, you barely made a little dent in the baseball league. I was about to say NBA. In the baseball college world series. So, honestly, I'm looking. I don't watch too much baseball. You know, I keep over there here and there, so I don't know who's the better team. But I'm going to say Florida. I'm giving it to Florida, you know, because Florida's in the finals for, you know, for the third time. You know, they made appearances in the 2011 and 2005. So I'm going to give them, you know, give them the upper hand because they're veterans. So that's my vote. That's my vote. Do you watch baseball? I'll ask you your opinion, but do you watch college baseball?
I'm not going to lie to you. I watch baseball, but more so, like, I have to go to an actual game. Like, it's something about being in the whole environment that's more exciting than just watching on TV because baseball is long. I ain't going to lie to you. That is a long game. So, you know, that's just how I roll with that. I'm going to just be honest.
But it's, I mean, all good.
You know, if it's an interesting game, I'll tune in. You know, if it's worthwhile, you just let me know. I'll look at it.
I look, honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I only tune in just to keep updated with the sports. I ain't about to watch the full baseball game. That thing is boring. No disrespect to anyone who loves the game. But for me, I need something fast-paced, like football, basketball, track, you know, something to keep me going. Baseball, you just stand around too much, and it's just boring. That's how I feel about golf. You know, golf is peaceful. You know, I can play it. But just to watch it, it's like, oh, my gosh, hurry up. That's how I feel about it. Like, I need something up and down, like, fast pace. I just can't get it. Can't get down with it.
Completely agree.
But that is all. What you got?
Oh, wait, what happened with the draft?
Oh, you really want a draft? I mean, the draft is so long. Well, Sixers got a number one pick, and we all know who they picked. They picked my mans from Washington. I cannot think of a name. Got a brain fart. I'm sorry about that. Lonzo Ball was selected by the Lakers, and, you know, Magic Johnson, during the press interview, he told him, look in the Raptors, you see those, you know, historical banners, we want to see a ball up there one day. So he put a lot of pressure on him. I mean, that's a lot of pressure for a rookie. He says, you know, he has intangibles to be a star player, to be a leader, you know, his point guard, some stuff they never seen before. I think he's going to be a great pick. I don't know if he's going to do all that with his dad, you know, his dad being in the background. His dad already guaranteed that we'll be in the playoffs. That's a lot of pressure for your son.
Very true. Do you think it's going to make it harder for him when he actually joins the teams because, like, his dad has hyped him so much that, like, people are kind of going to be like, man, let me see how you work. Like, you know what I mean? Do you feel like they'll put pressure on him, like, teammate-wise?
No, I mean, teammates, you know, you gotta stick together as a team. You can't put pressure by, oh, hey, daddy's boy. They might tease him a little bit, like, hey, daddy's boy, you guaranteed us a playoffs. Like, you better step up. You in Laker Nation. You better do this dance. Or, you know, we gonna, like, bully you. I don't know, man, Lindsay. If it was me, I'll tell my dad, like, yo, shut up. Sit down. Like, you're not playing. I'm the one playing. I'm the one making this money. Like, just chill. You're picking too much pressure on me to do all this.
Right. Very true. And that's my point. Like, now that they're in, I mean, I understand still support your kids, but I just feel like don't go so hard to the point where it's, like, making it harder for them. You know what I mean? Like, there's good pressure, and then there's, like, negative, and it's just like you don't want it to be like, okay, y'all whole reputation is surrounded about how dad is always putting his two cents in about what we're going to do. Just let him play at this point.
Yeah, we see, but hey, well, all right, I'm gonna take this back, okay? Because the Sixers number one pick, Markelle Fultz, he guaranteed a playoff berth as well. So basically, number one pick and the second pick have both guaranteed playoffs. Bruh, the Sixers are trash. Y'all are trash. You don't know what you're coming into. Y'all are trash. You may be good. Joel Embiid may be good, but he hasn't played the whole season. He's got hurt. He's been here for 3 years already. These young people always open our mouth before, you know, we just big headed, full of ourselves.
Right.
But you gonna learn the hard way. You gonna learn. You will. You gonna learn NBA. This ain't college. You will learn.
Yeah.
But
I
will post all the picks. You know, the 60 picks. I'll post them on Twitter today. I'll let y'all have a full list, which y'all want to look at. And you know what? Let's play a game. I want y'all to pick your team and give me a grade of what y'all think your team. You know, what's the grade they got from the draft pick? My Pistons? I'm going to get them a C. I'm going to get them a C. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm going to start off with, I'm going to get them a C. Maybe a C+. That's all.
Why
I'm going to leave it. What? Oh, see, I was going to leave it at that because I'm pissed off. I mean, the player we like, we got. We got Luke Kennard from Duke. Granted, I'm a Duke fan. I'm a diehard Duke fan. I love Luke. But I don't think Luke is what we needed. We just always pick some Duke kids, and every time we pick a Duke kid, it don't work out for us. Never has.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't learn. I think that's probably why I'm pissed off about it. Because Duke, it just never works out for us. I don't know.
Right.
Stupid Pistons. Gosh. Piss me off.
Well,
anyways, we're gonna look up. We're gonna get back to the playoffs. Mark my words, y'all. If not, I'll give Lizzie $20. How about that, Lizzie? I'll make it good for you.
I hope for my birthday. I can't wait.
Dang!
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just playing, y'all. okay, well, let me see. This be a good segue for some words of inspiration.
If you need to, because you're just sitting right there.
This week, the word comes from 1 Peter, verse 8. Oh, 1 Peter 4, verse 8. And it says, "And above all things, be earnest in your love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins." So, you know, for all these people with these petty beefs and stuff that's going on, like, you know, love conquers all. So just keep that in the back of your mind. You got anything else for the people to see before we head out?
God darn it, Liz. You better tell.
I hate you.
Oh, no, I got sorry.
Okay.
God don't like ugly. That's what
right.
He told me
clearly.
Right now. He despised me for acting ignorant during his word. But no, honestly, that was a great word. You know, y'all really take note of what you just said. You know, all this beef, ain't no reason if everyone should get along. It's, you know, it's too much love in this world to be beefing. You know what, Lindsay? I'm going to stop beefing with you. You know, I'll forgive you for whatever you did to me. I don't know what you did, but, you know.
Yeah, it
kind of
sounds
man.
Like a lie, but, you know, we'll just go with it. I'll just keep y'all updated on how true that is. Because Terrence is talking, but, oh, no. I want y'all to have a great week. You know, the summer is still young. Definitely be safe this 4th of July weekend. If you don't hear from us, sorry, it's probably because Terrence is too turnt. So,
because everybody, I'm going to be down there with Lizzie this weekend. I'm going to the A, so I'm going to be down there. We're going to be turning together for
I
one.
Will be in Dallas, Texas. Thank you very
what?
Much.
What? told you I was coming. Yeah, you know what? Wait till you get off
Terrence,
air.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
please.
My goodness. Nah,
I had
wait
to go
get
to
off
my
air.
Best friend. He said we're going to turn up in Texas.
So Sierra, we ain't cool. You know, we ain't Sierra better. You know what? I'm calling Sierra when I go to school. Y'all just wait. You are something else. You are something else. I get my clap back. You ain't get no clap from me no more.
You'll still have fun. But yeah, y'all just be safe and have a great weekend. Until next time. Yo, it's Lindsay Lynch.
I'm pissed off, T. Y'all have a blessed week. Peace.